This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Here are seven stories that we're following today, and thank you for listening to the podcast. First, Apple iPhone sales dropped 10% last quarter. They are sluggish. More and more people, as the price of the phone's got to be $1,000 plus, have gone slow on buying replacement phones. They're also, their sales in China are also way down. Apple is thus down 8.3% year-to-date. The sales of the phones have dropped 10%. They're very important to the entire Apple ecosystem, so you got to keep on selling phones. Second, the market's overall dropped last week. The NASDAQ remains up about 9.5% year-to-date. The S&P 500 is still up around 8% year-to-date. Third, the market's point slightly up today, but we'll see if that holds for the day. They've been up and down a little bit. Fourth, Samsung, which is the main rival to Apple for worldwide phone sales, went back into the top spot over Apple. So Apple's having a tough year. Microsoft has beat them now in terms of market cap. They've taken the top spot there. Samsung's back in the top spot in terms of mobile phone sales worldwide. Fifth, JP Morgan dropped about 6.5% on Friday. We'll see how that plays out. Sixth, Intel is down 28% year-to-date. And finally, Rivian, one of the big electric vehicle makers, is down 60% year-to-date. Tesla, another leading EV maker, is down 31% year-to-date. So the EV makers struggling. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. As always, text Scott Becker at 773-766-5322. If you're the first person that texts me, we'll send you a 1-hour answer. Thank you for listening.